This is an IELTS Energy Podcast, episode 374, Four Ways Your Writing Goes Off the Rails.
You are listening to the IELTS Energy Podcast from All Ears English. We believe in connection, not perfection, and we're here to show you how to get the score that you need on your next IELTS exam. Find out why our strategies are the most powerful in the IELTS world and get your free video masterclass at allearsenglish.com/INSIDER. Now, let's get to the show. In this episode, we identify four ways in which your writing may be going wrong, as well as other specific advice on making it right. Hey, Jessica, what's going on? How are you?
I'm doing very well. I'm excited. I have a full day at work, and then we get to hang out with some friends tonight.
Yes,
just a lovely day. How about you?
Good. Yes, we're in the dead of winter, and I am dealing with it. It's okay. I'm going to the gym later. It's good to get active. I did a Zumba class the other night, which was super fun, by the way.
Fun! The Zumba's too. Okay, like, I think I've only done, like, YouTube videos. I've never actually gone to a class, but walk by the classes on my way to the gym, and they look really fun.
They're so fun, especially when you have a really cool teacher. This particular teacher we had, she just didn't care. Like, she's very positive. And not like looking at you weird if you were doing the wrong thing, which I was the whole time. But
are you not a dancer?
Oh,
Lindsay?
My God, I'm a terrible dancer. Terrible.
Oh, so funny. But it's not about being like a good dancer. It's about enjoying body movement, right?
And the fact that you could go in and just basically dance for an hour to really fun music
awesome.
And burn calories is so much better than being on the treadmill or the stair stepper,
totally.
You know?
Yeah, that's so awesome. I'm inspired now. I'm going to do a class.
You should.
So we had a question from a student, and it wasn't as much a question as two sentences that they typed, which inspired this episode because it was just such like a catchy way that it was phrased. The student said, "My writing is verbose. I cannot recap my ideas." I love a lot about that. Lindsay, what does that mean?
Yeah, I think it means when we use more words than we need to use, like kind of wordy.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So verbose is an excellent high-level word, you guys, for just using too many words. That's all it means. I'm going to give you another word that just popped in my head. Cacophony. And that describes too much noise. So these are really band score 9 words, guys.
Good word.
So, I think this idea spoke to me because I also tend to be verbose in writing and speaking. And so the using too many words, right? And then this person knows one of the problems this leads to, which is I cannot recap my ideas. So this person knows that they're not able to communicate clearly, right? Like this is getting in their way. So we thought of four problems this could lead to, writing too many words, four problems this could lead to, and then four solutions to each of those problems.
Ooh, okay. I like it.
So the first is just basically having too many words. We discussed this recently, you guys. You cannot write more than 280 words in task 2, and you cannot write more than 180 words in task 1. Okay, quiz time for Lindsay. Lindsay, do you remember why we cannot write more than that?
Why we cannot? Well, because those are the rules that go back to the scoring system. That's
good
what
answer.
The examiner tells us, and we want a 7 or higher. So that's the reason why we can't.
Yeah. So, I mean, there's nothing, the examiner's not going to penalize you because the word count is too high. Not, it's not that direct, but we'll link to that last episode in this blog post, guys, 374. And you can listen to that because there are very real ways that writing too much ruins your score. So, just the first thing to be aware of is to know that this is a problem, that too many words is simply not allowed. If you want a high score, you can't do it.
Yeah.
Okay. So the second problem this leads to is having sentences that are too long. Mm. Now, I have one student I'm working with now, and he also has this problem. He really wants to show complicated grammar by having really long sentences. Oh. And the thing is, like, it never works. It never works. Mm. There's just going to be a lot of grammar mistakes, and it's going to be unclear, which will make, you're going to force the examiner to read this sentence a few times in order to understand what you're trying to say.
Ooh, you don't want to annoy the examiner. I mean, that's the worst thing we want to do. Maybe some of these students are coming from cultures where it's considered good writing, right? That's true. The hard part. We've talked about this on this show before, right? If you come from a culture where, or an education system where it's considered great writing to have these flowery long sentences.
Right.
I'm trying to see, we've done episodes on this before.
We have. Yeah. We'll link to those in the blog post as well, you guys, because we recognize that the cultural differences get in the way of your writing scores.
Yeah.
So, I mean, we're sensitive to that. And we address those issues as well, because they're very real things as far as, like, where you put the main idea, right? We're very direct in English writing. And this goes towards this point of too many words is bad, right? Yes. Less is more, like we said last week.
Absolutely.
So the solution for this is to limit yourself to no more than two clauses in a sentence. Okay. You need to correct this problem first. And this is the way to do it. Give yourself this, rule where you cannot have more than two clauses in a sentence. Get used to that first, get good at that first. And then, especially if you're working with a tutor or hopefully an IELTS professional, then you could work on how to have more complex sentences than that. But first, you need to clear up that grammar issue, because if it's too confusing, your score drops down to a 5. It doesn't matter how long or short your sentences are. If there are too many mistakes, your score goes down. So let's limit the mistakes first, get good at the compound simple sentence structures, and then you can sort of upgrade to the complex. Hello, lovely listeners. If you are ready to get into the 3 Keys IELTS Success System, learn all of the pieces to make your writing the highest scoring possible, the template, organization, vocabulary, linking words, everything you need, we have. Go to allearsenglish.com/KEYS.
Yeah, love that. Love that. Okay, what else, Jessica? Anything?
So just two more quick reasons why too many words is bad, because it leads to having unclear ideas. And that's what this student noted about her own writing, right? So guys, the way to do this is to always check back to the test question as you're writing, right? In the middle of the paragraph, at the end of the paragraph, check back to the test question. Make sure that every sentence directly addresses the topics in the test question.
Oh, yeah. It can be very tempting and very seductive to go off into other directions, right?
Yeah.
We want to be wordy, but we've got to always come back to the point, back to the idea, back to the goal.
Exactly. Exactly. It's really easy to wander off, guys, especially in a nerve-wracking situation. So these strategies, these are ways to keep you focused. Okay. So the last reason, and I haven't seen the student's writing, of course, but I know this is going to be an issue, repeated ideas. When you write too much, you do end up repeating yourself. It happens. And it's not like you're repeating the same exact sentence. You're paraphrasing it in different words. And I see students do this all the time. So the way to stop yourself from doing this, first of all, remember that every sentence needs new information. Okay. Every sentence has to give me something new. And then the way you proofread for this is when you're going back to read your essay, right? And you see, like, oh, this sentence doesn't have any new information. I'm just repeating the topic sentence or whatever. Just cross it out. Just delete it from your essay. Right.
Yeah.
And you need to, you need to be tough on yourself and make a lot of deletions to sort of remedy this problem and get your brain thinking in a more direct way.
Well, it's true. Anytime we write an essay, even if it's an academic essay for school, we wouldn't just write it and then turn it in. We would go back and we'd do that final step of checking.
Oh, totally.
And that's why, you know, our three-step system, that checking part is so important.
Oh, yeah, completely, completely. And that's also why keeping to the word count, right? Not being too wordy is so important because you need that final step of checking to raise all of your scores, mostly grammar and vocabulary, but in this case, also cohesion, coherence. So that final step is really important.
Yeah, absolutely. Love it. Okay, cool. Well, good question. Like it and good answer.
That was awesome. For this student, I love that you're using awesome vocabulary and follow these strategies and you will get a high score. If you can use verbose, you can get a high score.
Oh, that's awesome. That's impressive. So there's hope for the student. We hope that, I mean, if you focus your energy and you do it the right way, and a good way to do that is to get into our course, get into our system, guys. Go to allearsenglish.com/KEYS and you'll get this daily study plan that's going to show you how to organize your time, right? We don't have much time. So what do we do with that time? That's what counts.
Exactly. We know you guys are busy, as are we, and we recognize the value in being efficient with preparation, and that's what the study plan does. So stop wasting your time reading five different resources and getting bad advice and having unclear strategies because you don't have one system to trust. Trust our system. It works. You can see, again, allearsenglish.com/KEYS. You can see these amazing scores. Yeah. Overall sevens, overall eights. I mean, nines in reading, nines in listening, speaking. You can see how it's worked for other people. And then you can get into it yourself and just stop wasting time.
It's really that simple, isn't it? It really comes down to that. I mean, at this point, our success stories are really getting huge. I mean, the number is just incredible. And one of the cool things about these students is that they were able to ask any questions they had in the Facebook group.
Yes.
And that's why they got on with their lives and they got on with their tests. They got the score they needed and they moved forward. So again, yeah, go ahead, Jessica.
That's huge. I just, you know, just mentioning students from our group, I've been answering lots of excellent questions from, I'm just going to shout out to Anastasia and Lucas. You know who you are, guys. You're in the course and you've been asking great questions. So keep going.
Love it. Awesome. All right. We'll end on that. Thanks for hanging out today, Jessica. And thanks to this student for the good question.
Yeah, wonderful. And you enjoy the rest of your week and we will pick this up again next Monday.
Sounds like a plan to me. Take care, Jessica. Talk to you soon.
Bye, Lindsay.
Bye. Thanks so much for listening to the IELTS Energy Podcast from All Ears English. And if you want to get tips from Lindsay and Jessica every week on how to get a 7 on your next IELTS exam, be sure to subscribe to our podcast on your computer or on your smartphone. Thanks again and see you soon.